Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. I am your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. And I'm here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. You can find our Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast and our Instagram at instagram.com/reviewandroast or instagram.com/StarWarsTabletop. That's right. That's where you find all the Star Wars goodness.
Yep.
That involves tabletop gaming that we don't have, do as much as we want.
Lately,
how did Bilbo put it? I like half as much as you should. And
what?
What? You don't remember the first Lord of the Rings movie?
Oh, yeah.
Went at his birthday party.
Yeah.
I butchered it, but you all know what I'm talking about because you're all nerds. Anywho, today we're going to talk to you about season 3 of the series Love on Netflix. It was the final season, so it was the, I guess.
Is it the final season forever?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's stupid.
They wanted to kind of look at, they went the Justified route. They wanted to end while it was still like on a high. They didn't want to drag it out. And I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 6 episodes a season. I mean, it's not like we're.
I know.
It's not like they're flooding the gates with.
You know what, though? I mean, not. Seasons. I'm sure we'll
get
into it.
Well, now it kind of makes sense at the end, so I get it.
Well, we'll definitely get into the goods of the season, but I thoroughly liked the way they ended it as far as a series finale. It was perfect.
Well, I thought it was good for a season finale.
Yeah. Well, it works either way. Either way you look at it. You know?
So, I mean, I'm sure they're going to do something else with it because they can't.
Well, she's already moved on. She's got new movies and new shows coming out.
Yeah, everyone's got new stuff.
Love is, I don't want to say love child, because that just sounds gross.
It is.
But it was basically... created by Judd Apatow and Paul Rust and Leslie Arfin. I don't know who that is. But Paul Rust is one of the main characters. He plays Gus. And he's, you know, living in L.A. trying to get his feet wet, I guess, in the Hollywood scene. But so far, all he's really done is tutored actresses and actor, you know, child actors on the set.
Mm-hmm.
And the story basically revolves around him and Jillian Jacobs, who plays
Mickey
Dobbs, who is a sex addict / recovering alcoholic / they kind of like each other. And that's how season
slash
one starts.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm pretty sure I wrote a review for the first season on the site. Season 2 somehow fell through the cracks, but I feel like we did a podcast on it.
I don't know.
And so this one, we're just going to wrap up the third season, which, if you remember, if anyone watched the season 2, Gus took off to go follow
Arya
on a... She went on a movie, so he followed to be the tutor, and... him and Mickey were apart for a while, and she ended up getting back with her ex-boyfriend for a hot minute, and that was just a big mess. Dustin. Look at you guys.
Let's keep name dropping.
I mean, you're good at it.
It's fresh in my mind.
Where's that guy from?
I just watched it a little while ago.
What other show was Dustin from?
Who cares? He sucks.
Well, he was pretty big time on Mad Men. He was still a dork on the show, but I mean, whatever. So season 3, we have Gus and Mickey. Basically, they are together again.
Yeah, like season 2 basically ended with them, with her and he saying, let's do this.
Yeah.
So you're back in town. I missed you so much. Yada, whatever.
Yeah.
Snore.
The past is the past.
And, well, yeah, she definitely wants to forget everything that's happened up until right now because 2 days ago she was banging Dustin. But whatevs. She's over it. She wants, she realizes the error of her ways. I can relate. So yeah.
Because you were banging Dustin too?
Yeah. I mean,
what?
I mean, does it count though? Anyways, the end of season 2 is basically they're gonna give it a shot at being boyfriend girlfriend because they haven't really committed to doing that yet, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Here is what I really liked about the first couple of episodes because right off the bat, you have
and Birdie's still dating Randy.
Yes, so right off the bat, you got Mickey and Gus. They're, you know, doing great. They're, you know, it's the best their relationship's ever been. Birdie couldn't be more annoyed with Randy at this point.
Yeah.
And, you know, they decide because Birdie and Randy are always around, that they want to go on a little kind of a getaway to get away from these guys and spend some time together. Of course, Randy and, you know, overhears this and decides, oh, yeah, it'll be great. All four of us go.
Yeah, my uncle's got a place in the stuff. It's right there. What, Myrtle Beach? Is that what it was?
Or? I think something like that, yeah.
Whatever.
So, I mean, obviously, it was nowhere near as awesome as Randy remembered. But what I really liked about where that led was they started to kind of flesh out Birdie more. Like, she had an entire episode.
This was the season of Birdie, and I loved every second of it.
Yes,
like,
right?
I was telling you before, man, I'm like, dude, you can have Mickey. I think I'm into Birdie right now.
Oh, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm totally in like with Mickey. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, she's great. You know what? I don't hate the blonde hair that I'm seeing these pictures on the IMDb.
Yeah, I agree.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I don't hate it. I mean, but I'm not really into blondes, but...
She has a new... I can't remember if it's a movie or if it's a show that's going to be Netflix.
Movie.
And it's Netflix original, correct?
I think so. I just saw her face on something.
Yeah.
I can't remember what, but I know, if you keep talking, I'll figure it out.
I know the trailer is out for whether it's a show or a thing. You know what? Not going to pause, but kind of off topic. Have you seen the trailer for the new police show starring Nathan Fillion?
Yeah, The Rookie?
Yeah.
Dude, that show's probably going to roll.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared.
I know. It's either going to be the greatest thing that's ever happened or a pile of steamy poop. And by poop, I mean a big pile of shit. But
I just wish it was on like Netflix or Prime.
Yeah, what channel is it on?
It's on ABC or CBS.
I mean,
or...
I don't know. He's got, to me...
Oh, he's awesome.
He's got charisma to carry some stuff. So,
anywho, back to love. So, yeah, they kind of flesh out Birdie's character more. She has an entire episode where she's trying to figure out what she's going to do as far as, you know, with Randy and whatnot. It's... her birthday.
Dude, that, yeah, like, legit, it's the best episode, I think, of the season. I don't know why, just because well, you like it because there was wrestling involved. Right?
Shut up.
As soon as I saw it, I'm like, Scott probably loved this episode.
I did. It was just great, you know, because, you know, nothing against Randy, but he's a giant fucking doofus, and it's one of those, like, you know, you can't believe Birdie's put up with him for so long as it is because she's just too nice. And then
she's in Life of the Party, that new movie with What's Her Nuts.
Good old What's Her Nuts.
Melissa McCarthy, where Melissa McCarthy goes to college.
Right.
That's what it is. So maybe, yeah. All right. Anyways.
So, yeah, it was just nice to see them, I guess, utilize Birdie a little more.
Well, and you got and Chris became much more forefront in these series as well, and he was actually pretty good.
He was one of the guys in Gus's band,
right? In the Sandalwood,
Sandalwood Apartments or whatever.
Right, yeah, whatever their apartment is.
And everyone's like, I thought it was just for creepy weirdos. It's like, no, this place is amazing. They got a pool, they got a gym, it all comes furnished. Another person that's on the show that I personally have only seen in the absolute doofus of doofusest roles before was Brent Gelman, Dr. Greg in this show. He's like the radio.
Oh,
personnel.
Yeah. He's in a couple things.
Yeah. But he always plays like a buffoon in this show. He actually, it's kind of nice. And you know what? I know we've talked about this because I know I've mentioned this before.
What?
That he's, you know, he's more in more of a serious role here, and it's kind of nice to see that he's not just being cast as the doofus.
Yeah. No, and on top of that, he got a lot of screen time in this one, and it was pretty good. It went a little opposite the way I thought it was going to go when he and Stella finally got they got on the show together. I thought it was actually going to...
awesome.
Well, I thought it was going to work out.
Yeah, me too.
Like, up front, like, I figured that was just going to, like... be the icing on Mickey's career cake. So, because, like, she was already doing well, you know, now she's got this show from Stella, the blogger.
And that all started towards the end of season two.
Right. It was happening basically while...
Gus
was away and towards the end. I'm not saying Gus, dude.
You just did.
So, yeah, only to make fun of you. Yeah. Anyways... So, yeah, that was all in the works, and work wasn't going great for her at the time. And it was basically if she didn't sign Stella, she was probably out of there.
Right.
Because, she wasn't working for Dr. Greg no more. This guy's a prick. So, and he was holding the whole bang over her head.
Right.
Which he still...
It's So that a bang, bang.
Brings
bang
up, yeah, bang. Right? So, so anyways, the Stella show is like super popular, blah, blah, blah. So like everything's coming up Mickey. And at the same time, basically, like Gus is just flunking. You know what I mean?
He is, but he's also...
Not completely. Well, but the first like two episodes, he's flunking. Like,
yeah.
He's basically... He overhears people ridiculing him and yada yada.
Well, if you remember from season two, he had where he actually wrote an episode of Wichita.
Right.
And when he was in the writer's room, yeah, he just dorked out. He fucking flung a laptop through the, you know, across the room. And that's when he kind of lost his possible writing career. But things do start to pick up. But that was the scene that I showed to Jeff to get him to watch the show was the road rage. Where he's like, oh, you think you're the only fucking person on the road?
Yeah.
Because I was like, dude, that is... Because literally, if you spend 3 seconds in a car with Jeff, it's like, fuck you and fuck this guy. What are you fucking... What are you doing? You know, it's kind of comical, but... So, yeah. Where were we going? Oh, yeah. So, you know, Dr. Greg, now that Mickey and whatever the hell the other girl's name is, their show is doing really well.
Stella.
Yes, Dr. Greg's show is going from 2 hours down to 1 hour, down to like, we don't even, you're lucky you still got an office here. And he was the guy that basically, from what he says, you know, built the fucking station.
And it was probably mostly true because he's like that radio personality that thinks they're untouchable till the day they get fired.
Exactly.
So.
Snap. Yeah, he'll be hosting this show.
Whatever.
Soon.
Yeah, he's. I'd have him on.
I wouldn't.
We'd have more listeners.
I'd blame him for Chris Farley, and I always will.
Yeah, for sure. Anyways, the point being that he's turning his shit around, too, and decides that he, in the beginning of the series, Mickey was reading his new screenplay for whatever erotica thriller type.
Right, back to Gus.
Whatever he's got. But now he's stalled. So everything at work is going shitty. He's got this screenplay. He doesn't know what to do with it, and like long or the short is... She's like, yeah, dude, like, make the movie. And he's like, oh.
Duh.
Yeah, I mean.
She's like, what have you done for all these guys? I'm like, everything I possibly fucking can. Well, now it's time to fucking cash in the chips.
So they kind of make a C-budget movie, you know what I mean? But something they're going to try and get into, like, a Sundance or whatever film festival.
Like the Review and Roast Film Festival?
Get some legit cred sooner or later. So, yeah, they... They try to do all of this. It's a whole big, long process. And by the time it's all said and done, they basically are like, yeah, we are probably going to make a sizzle reel out of this thing. You know what I mean? Like, we got enough to cut about 45 seconds of awesome.
Yeah, we can make a good trailer.
You know what I mean? So, but all that's happening while right up until the point where he's got to go to South Dakota. Is that where his family's from? Yeah, so his family's from South Dakota. He's going there for the parents' 40th anniversary.
Are you a robot right now? Or?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
It's
a large anniversary of his parents. Family's going to be there, yada, yada. He didn't invite Mickey initially because it was already planned. She was butthurt. They got over it. Boom, off they go. And hijinks ensue there.
Yeah, they do. That was another one of my, I don't want to say favorite episodes, like it was super fun, but this... I don't know. It's not a secret. I think most Judd Apatow movies are fucking terrible. I'm sorry, they are.
I don't mind them.
They're super predictable, and most of them, they're just not funny. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, this is as predictable as any other movie.
I feel like it's not.
Realistically.
I feel like it's not.
Yeah, if you think about it, you know, you got a little angst in the beginning, some good times in the middle, heading into the home stretch, and shit goes sideways.
Well, I know it's hard to compare because this isn't a movie, per se.
I know.
But, like the entire time, and this goes back all the way to season one.
It's only 3 hours, so.
Well, it's a little more than that.
3 hours and 20.
There's, like, 12 episodes per season or a half hour apiece.
Is there 12?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's
There's
34
hours.
Episodes. So it's a six-hour movie.
34 episodes total.
All right. Okay. I know it.
So, anywho, from season one all the way on, Gus is super, like, judgmental of Mickey.
Yeah, he's like every dude that is already above his station, in my opinion, because I've seen this 1,000 times. Guys that are, like, too good for their girlfriend or try and keep their, like, boot on her throat.
Yes.
In my opinion. And now I'm not, I don't want that to sound crazy, but, and I probably ain't the best dude to be given relationship advice, but I've done my fair share of dating, and not often will you find me telling a girl that I'm involved with what she's doing tonight or who she can't talk to or what she can't be.
Right. Are you sure that's the right thing for you right now?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like shit like that.
He tries to be father.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's to be honest, I get him, but for me, he's the worst part of this whole series.
It is. But
like, he personally is the worst part of the entire show.
That's part of what I loved about it, because at the 40th anniversary party, all that shit hits the table. And then you're like, now his being a dick makes...
Well, he's lucky she didn't slit his throat right down in there. Because I would have knocked his two front teeth out.
I agree.
Like, shit.
But, you know, and I feel like they put more thought into what was going to transpire over the seasons while they were doing everything, obviously. And I know that, you know, the guy who played Gus, Paul Rust, he had a lot to do with writing the show, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Like, between the way they kind of filled out that story, so you find out why he's such a fucknut half the time.
Yeah, right.
And I don't know. It was really just really, really well done as far as the storytelling.
No, it was good.
From
well, and there was a lot of other things going on with Arya and the show and her Gus on the show, her parents and all that stuff. And Susan, the woman that I don't know if she's – I guess she's the executive producer and Evan is the director, right? Is that right? Or whatever his name is. Who actually he rules.
Oh, he's awesome.
Like when he was riding on a golf cart, he's like, oh, yeah, you got to go over there. And then Gus goes to get on the cart. He's like, yo, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm going with you. He's like, yeah, no, you're not. Seriously, I was actually – like I wish that guy was actually in more episodes. And actually him and Susan are actually funny together.
Yes.
Like when they're like talking shit and just like, oh, man.
God, now I wish I could remember his name.
Yeah, I'll probably come up with it in a moment. But yeah, it was actually really, really good. Yeah, Evan. Seth Morris, is that him? I believe so. Anyways,
scrolled right past. Yeah, that's him. Yep. And you'll recognize him as soon as you see him. He's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, he was awesome in this movie. Show, in this show. It was a show. But yeah, so this whole season is basically them trying to be the best them they can be, all the while Mickey's career is taking off more than she ever could have imagined every single episode, and Gus is just getting worse and worse as the day goes on.
And that was part of the whole trials and tribulations, was that... that whole, like, oh, well, when Mickey was busted, that's when you liked her. And now you're all, like, sour grapes over there because, like, she's doing good and you're a piece of shit.
Right.
And now that the shoe's on the other foot, you're all like, meh.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, like, not to mention...
And she wasn't even a dick. Like, she was actually uber supportive and trying to be like, hey, like, we're killing it. And he's like, yeah, you're a drunk bitch. And I was like, whoa, yeah. Take it easy, guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because she almost had a drink the one time. Like,
right.
I swear to Christ, like, there's no way I'm her. I'm still there at the end of this episode. I don't care. I don't care how, that's the only thing I don't believe about this series, is that they're still together at the end of it. straight up.
Yeah, he is straight up a douche.
Yeah, he straight up shot himself in the foot. It ricocheted up right into his teeth. Like,
yeah.
For sure, there's no way. Like,
and it wasn't just a one-time thing. Like, he does it all the time.
If I said some shit like that to a girl, and then she took me back, I would think less of her then. I'd be like, you know what? You're an asshole, for sure, for taking me back. Like, I can't be with you if you would take a guy like me back after I did that shit to you. You know what I'm saying? You got to let some time pass. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah, I know.
Give it a month. You know what I'm saying? Like it went from, like, right here... to 15 minutes later, she was looking for flights. To 15 minutes later, they're necking in the parking lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Like, he said some shit that really, like, moved you.
Yeah.
But he still called you a cunt. I mean, I'm paraphrasing.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah. But,
basically,
we're pretty fucking close.
I would have rather. In my relationship, I'd be better off saying that than saying what the fuck he said. So.
Right.
At least I can talk my way out of it and be like, oopsies. You know what I'm saying? You can't. You can take back a name like that, but you can't take back some mean, hurtful shit about somebody's
personal. Person. Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I called you a prick, you'd be like, yeah, whatevs.
Yes, I know.
You know what I'm saying? But like,
next,
if I said you had a low sperm count, you know,
I'd be like, why do you
yeah,
know that?
I mean, that'd be awesome.
I mean, do I need to bust one out?
Pretty sure I do.
Oh, this is getting weird yep. right now. But,
anyway. But you know what I'm saying? Attacking somebody's like private personal business.
Right.
And then on top of that, having it kind of on Front Street.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of your whole family and shit. Which he was also salty about because like her family loved her. Or his family loved her. And she actually enjoyed it. And then he was like, oh, what do you mean you enjoy hanging out with my family?
Right.
What are you trying to pull? What do you mean you don't mind going to church? Hey, prick. You know what I mean? Instead of being like, you know what? You're the greatest woman I could possibly get in all of my wildest dreams. He's like, yeah, you're up to something, you dirty bitch. And yeah. it's like, whoa, dude.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah, no.
I'm ranting here.
You are, but it's pretty much spot on because he was the most whiny bitch the entire... But, I mean, that's the character. So, I mean, he... Yeah. Like you say all the time with Joffrey, everyone hates him. Well, there's a reason.
No, yeah, no good, doubt. You know. I'm not saying I hate Paul Rust as a human. No, I hate yeah. Gus as a character.
Yeah.
But... I really, here's the spinoff I want to see. Three's Company starting Birdie, Chris, and Randy. That'd be awesome. And they all live in the back of his station wagon.
That's weird.
Maybe not the back of his station wagon. That would be hilarious. Because that was actually my most fun couple of episodes was like.
When she wakes. Oh. So you been out here all night?
Yeah. No, the best was when she was sneaking out of Chris's house or whatever. And she's like, oh, you're really good at sex, by the way. And then she like leaves. Or when they first start making out and he picks her up and he's like, wow, what did she say? Something like, oh, you're very physically capable.
Yeah. She's fucking awesome.
Yeah, well, and the cool thing, too, is it was hilarious, too, because as soon as it, like, started off innocent, I was like, yes, this is going to rule. Finally, Birdie's getting into some shit. You know what I'm saying? Instead of being in the background, like Australianly judging.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Which is, like, also, like, she's been, I loved her in both the first two seasons. But yeah, when Chris basically on her birthday, long story short, sends her the Facebook like, oh, happy birthday. Hey, P.S. I'm working at P.F. Chang's and they give away free birthday cake if it's your birthday. Stop by.
It wasn't P.F. Chang's.
Whatever the place. You know.
Yeah.
Shenanigans. You get it.
That's actually the name of it.
Anywho. No, that's not the name of it. The point is, so she just bops in like running solo just for the free birthday cake. And then,
well, she had nothing else to do because right, she didn't tell anybody it was her birthday. Yeah.
And basically got ditched by everybody.
Yeah.
So, no biggie.
Right. So she just went out and did her night and then had a fun.
And Gus wasn't even in that episode one bit, which might be why it's my favorite episode. Anywho, moving on.
Wasn't he? Wasn't
no.
He? Was he?
Was not. From the very beginning, from when they woke up, Mickey and Randy were eating cereal.
Yep.
And fruit or something, and all the way till the very end, there was no Gus. Because actually, it was basically just Birdie and Chris, or Birdie at work, and then went to the thing, and then they went to the wrestling match, and the two neighbors, the dude with the long hair, Alan and Eddie or something,
yes,
or whatever.
Right.
Them two dudes were there, and it was awesome. You know what I'm saying? And she got Chris to wrestle, which was also hilariously awesome.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it was actually pretty good. So, anyways, that's all I got.
I just kind of want to watch it over again now, like all of it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's definitely a pretty good series.
So as far as like how it ends, we'll leave that to you to discover on your own. I personally think the way it ended, seeing as though it was a series end, I think it kind of was, I don't want to say perfect, but it was
no, it was really good either
it
way.
Was good.
It was a good season finale, but now that it's the series finale, I'm like, it's still good.
Obviously. I definitely want to see more. But
yeah.
If they're ending it here, they ended it in a good way.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like. That's why it's going to be the Birdie show.
Right. That'd be neat. I'd be okay with
Maybe
that.
Maybe she goes back to Australia and brings Chris.
And then he puts on like the hat and he becomes the new...
Crocodile Hunter?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, what was the guy's name?
Steve Irwin?
Yep.
Yep.
So,
Anyways.
Is there anything else in this season that we need to touch on?
Nah, dude. We just talked about everything.
Well, we didn't, but...
Most of the stuff.
We didn't talk about the drone. We didn't talk about the pool.
Oh, yeah. That's the first episode, though. People get into it. Yeah.
So, yeah. Anywho, if you've watched the first two seasons and you kind of forgot the third one was even out there, Do yourself a favor, go watch it. If you don't know what the hell we're talking about at all, what are you doing listening? Because now you've ruined some stuff. But not really. We actually did. We didn't tell you too much. So
yeah, not too much. I mean, shit happens.
Yeah, it's a fun little show. It's three seasons. It's kind of awesome. So let's do some. You all right there? Am I keeping you awake?
You were burping into the microphone.
You heard that?
I did a soft yawn.
Did you guys hear that?
My shit was sweet.
Did you guys hear that?
Your shit was gurgly. Yeah.
Well, I had carbonated water.
I could tell.
Oh, anywho. So, yeah. Let's go ahead and number this up. I will go. Should we do the whole series or just the season?
No, we'll just do the season, and then maybe we'll talk about it.
All right. So, as far as the season goes, there was just too much awesome stuff in this season to not give it at least a 9.
Hmm. Interesting. I'm going with an 8.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. No, I liked it a lot, but...
No, it was
good. Was it like the greatest thing for me? Nah. Right. But it wasn't not good. It was good, real good.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I like a couple other things more. And on top of that, you know what else was super annoying? Hmm. Couldn't find it anywhere.
What do you mean?
On Netflix.
What?
Like if I scrolled through my personal Netflix, through everything, I went to new releases, went from left to right, did a 100 and 360 degrees, you know what I'm saying, from whatever show all the way back to the beginning, and it wasn't on there. Then went to comedies, scrolled to the right. Shut up. That's why.
Because the point is,
it's the newest season of their original. It should be up in business. You know what I mean? And I couldn't find it. Then on top of that, type Lovin' on Netflix. It ain't the first thing up there.
Oh, probably not.
Like you type Love Actually, and everything that pops up on the right with all the pictures is not that show until you actually hit enter.
Yeah.
Then it like pops. Super weird. Super annoying for an original that you would figure they'd be like, hey, check out our new show. I mean, unless they just know people are looking for it. But again, people forget about shit like me or whoever.
Yeah, I forget shit all the time.
So you want to get, you know, I need it.
I agree.
You show me all this other junk from Adam Sandler. You know what I'm saying?
Cobbler.
Still seeing the fucking ridiculous six pops up. You know
that
what I mean?
That was one of the worst movies I almost finished.
Ugh. God. Anyways.
I tried. I couldn't do it.
So there you have it. 8 and 9. Check it out. Let us know. It's awesome.
Yarp. All right. So you can find me on the Twittens at XorsonX. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. You can find our Facebook, Facebook.com/ReviewandRoast. And you can find us on Instagram at Instagram.com.
By the time you hear this, be ready to listen to our Deadpool podcast because it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we're going to have the Deadpool one. We're going to have the Solo one shortly thereafter.
Yep.
So we're going to do some stuff. We're going to do some things. What rhymes with things? So I can finish that out. Help me out.
I don't want to talk to you no more.